Sir?
Came Deshalor's soft, tentative voice.
The, acting chief of state is here to see you.
Wynn Dorvan looked up. Since he had received the call at 2, he had not slept. He'd come in early to facilitate the transition. His office was completely packed up, and he was already halfway through organizing the red tape that would be necessary for Padnal Ovan to formally take over Dorvan's role.
Chief of State, he said graciously, his voice betraying only a little of his weariness. Good morning. Desha, some fresh calf for the chief, please. And for me as well.
Certainly,
said Desha, withdrawing to discreetly leave the two of them alone. Padnal stood looking sorely out of place in this room of precision and simple, clean lines. He wore a tunic of simple colors, typical fashion for the senatorial crowd, and the garment was well tailored to his body, but it did not fit him. Dorvan felt a twinge of pity for the being. Ovan had no idea what he was getting into.
I'm almost done, Dorvan said. I confess, I didn't expect you quite so soon. I'll be completely moved out within the hour.
He went to the side table to pour his guest a cup of calf.
You misunderstand me, Wynn, said Padnal, in a gruff, husky voice. I'm not prepared to move in just yet. I wanted to speak with you privately.
Oh?
Dorvan handed him a cup and poured the last of the carafe for himself.
Please, have a seat. What did you wish to talk to me about? We have a formal debriefing scheduled for this afternoon.
Despite his words, Ovan didn't speak immediately, nor did he take the offered seat. He stood, looking uncomfortable, and stared at the calf for a long moment.
I am the last being in the galaxy to call myself a diplomat, he began. I'm a warrior. I know tactics, and I know violence. I've been called a terrorist. I came here to represent my people, because they wanted me to represent them. And I would do anything for them. After 25,000 years of slavery, they are free. Part of that is my doing.
He now looked at Dorvan.
Part of that was thanks to Jedi Solo and Tenel Ka. I wanted you to know that my nomination yesterday was as much a shock to me as it was to you.